Blog Talk Radio.
Online, we greet you with Jesus' joy, and we want to celebrate God's presence in this place. This is the first Sunday of the month of May. Happy birthday to all of the May birthday folk. I'm going to swing back around to that, but I want to make mention of a couple of things that we are doing here at Ebenezer. Thank you for those of you who were present for our business meeting on yesterday. We need to do better with our attendance, so we hope that you need to know what's going on. We were able to report a lot of wonderful things that are happening in the life of ministry here at Ebenezer, and we need to make certain that everybody who considers themselves a member be present. We'll let you know when the next one will be way in advance so that you can mark your calendar and be present. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Also, we want to make mention that we are doing a stuffed animal drive for the young people, the children on the cancer ward at Comer's Children's Hospital. Ebenezer and those of the friends of Ebenezer, those of you who are watching with us, we are asking you to bring and donate a brand new stuffed animal to be given to the children on the cancer ward. We don't need you to go down in your basement and pull out something out the plastic bag. We need you to get something new and fresh. This is going to the cancer patients, children cancer patients at Comer. We're going to be collecting for the month of May. If you don't have time to go to Walmart or wherever they get stuffed animals, you can make a donation. You can put it on your envelope and let the trustees know that you want a portion of your gifts to be utilized for that. Not all of your gifts, a portion. So this is over and above. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Also, for the month of May, we're going to be focusing on preparing to bless all of our members who's are part of the class of 2023 for our graduate recognition Sunday. Now, starting next week, you can notate on your envelope again if you want to give something, because we have a nice group of folks who are graduating this year, and we want to bless them. Again, you can notate that on your envelope. We may designate a couple of Sundays for specifically that purpose, so please be prepared for that. Also, I'm still continuing to ask you to sign up with Right Now Media. We've sent you an invite for you to register and to sign up for that. If you're a part of this fellowship, even if you're not a member, you can get this Right Now video. It's an online Bible study. All we need is your email. We ain't going to send it to creditors or marketers or all that other kind of stuff. This is for Right Now Media. It's an online Bible study that you don't have to pay a thing. Now, for those, let me just ask this question. Raise your hand if you have either Netflix, Hulu, Apple Plus, HBO, Showtime. Raise your hand. Hi. Okay. So you can get Right Now Media. Amen. That's your Christian online platform. Amen. I can't hear nobody talk to me. I know y'all watching Billions. I know y'all watching Power. I know y'all watching Queen Charlotte. For those of you, y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's get Right Now Media on our media devices. Also, I want to say thank you to all the persons who were helpful in making certain that the hymn sing was absolutely phenomenal. It was wonderful last Sunday, and we thank Dr. Abington for his leadership in that. We had a wonderful time in service, and then afterwards, we're still getting phone calls about that, and so we look forward to being able to do something similar in the future. Also, Bible study is canceled for just this Wednesday. We are on a one-week hiatus, and we'll be back next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Also, we're going to put up an interest sheet in the foyer. Any of our seniors or members who may be interested in yoga, we're looking to see the level of interest, because we're looking to have perhaps a class here at Ebenezer. I know that we used to have that back in the day, and some of y'all need to, if you want to keep the activity of your limbs and stray as far as you can from canes and walkers and everything else. Sometimes we got to move, right? We got to move. So next Sunday, we're going to hopefully have a sign-up sheet or interest sheet out in the lobby. If you are interested, then put your name down there so that we can find out the level of interest. Because we know that there are members that want to move, right? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Also, we know Mother's Day is coming. Brothers, we need to step up and do what we're going to do for next Sunday. Minister King is taking the lead on that, along with Chairman Person with respect to that. So they will be coming around talking to you in regards to that. Now, we had a great trustee meeting. We was able to announce that Ebenezer was awarded or selected to receive a $250,000 grant. And this grant is going to be utilized as part of the City of Chicago Climate Infrastructure Grant, which will allow us to put solar panels on our Sims building that will be able to power that building completely and this building with the sun. Amen? With solar power, right? Now, you need to understand, this is a major game changer. We ain't got to pay no power bill for this place, these two places, which will allow us to have a whole lot of activity going forward in the days and weeks and months that lie ahead as far as community events and activities. And we would not have to have a huge power bill. Now, we are excited, and we thank God for that. We are, Ebenezer, we are on a roll with respect to grants. Please know and understand how to receive good news. What do you mean, Pastor? Just because I announced that we were selected to receive a grant, you need to know that ain't going into our bank account. That's going to the vendors who will be doing the work. The $900,000 that we received last year, you've already seen the scaffolding outside, and they've been working a little bit last week, and they'll be working in earnest this week. That ain't coming to our bank account. Because there are some folks that think that everybody's, oh, they got it going on. They got all this money over there. No. God is making a way. Well, why did you say that, Pastor Person? I said that because Ebenezer, we cannot sit back and act like we've arrived financially.
All right.
I need you to feed into the work of ministry here at Ebenezer. I need you to do that. So I need you to continue to be faithful stewards of your resources. Was that too high? Was that too, let me put it this way. We need you to pay your tithes and offering. Amen. And now, let me just be clear. I'm not asking you to do that because Pastor trying to get a new car. I already got a new car. I ain't asking you to do that so I can pay for my daughter's tuition. Her tuition is paid for if she graduates Sunday.
All right.
The reason I'm asking you to spread the word and do that is because we still have work that has to be done, day-to-day work, and we need you to do what you're supposed to do according to the word of God. So that's why we're putting this out here. Now, you know, there are some places, I had a pastor friend that told me, he said, the places that have problems with resources and money are the places where the pastor's afraid to talk about money. I ain't afraid. I'm going to ask you. Because Lord knows, ain't nobody that's serving here is getting rich. Not one. We're serving for the glory of God. So Ebenezer, please, will you hear? Now, for those of you who are here, I'm asking you to spread the word. Because we have to do better. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all looking at me funny. Y'all get uncomfortable when we talk about money. Well, ComEd ain't got no problem talking about money with you every month.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Y'all look at me strange. Let me read this. But to God be the glory. And there's one more grant that we're waiting on. And that's going to be a major game changer if God favors us with that. And we're waiting to hear. It says, they put their name on it. Oh, yes, they did. Bless you for the little things you do in thoughtful ways. Bless you for the way you're brightening up so many days. Bless you for your giving heart as kind as it can be. Bless you in a thousand ways for truly blessing me. Thank you for Mary Coffey and family. They're Mary Coffey family. Amen. Thank you. We continue to pray for the Coffey family as they adjust to their new reality of Sister Coffey home with the Lord. Also want to read this one. It says, dear Pastor Person in church, it is with great joy in our spirits that my family and I would like to take this time to say a heartfelt thank you to all of you for your continued support and love during my ordination. We would like to thank Pastor Person for the wise counsel and encouragement. We thank everyone who witnessed this special occasion. We would like to thank you for your persistent prayers, supports, and thoughts during this time and throughout the years. With a joyous and humble heart, I ask that you continue journeying with me through love, support, prayer, kindness, as we continue carrying out God's will. Deacon Eric Hill and family. Amen. And I received another one, a card from Sister Susan England, that must be down in my other one, who says thank you to all of you who blessed her as we acknowledged her birthday last couple Sundays ago. Amen. Also, I said something, and when I say something, integrity matters to me. When I say it, I want to follow through with it. Sunday or two ago that I appreciate all those who have been working with us during the most challenging time in our lives' history with the pandemic. And I acknowledge Susan. And I also wanted to acknowledge Marion as well. You are an invaluable asset to this faith community. And I wanted to say to you, happy birthday to you as well as you celebrate your trip around the moon. We got little flowers, little tokens that will allow you to at least go to Arby's or McDonald's or something. We thank God for your faithfulness. I know that with all the things that we're required to do, you can feel overlooked and unappreciated. And I want you to know that is not the case to you or any of you here. Not, I wish we could do a lot better. And as the days and weeks that go ahead, we will do better. Because when you give to the kingdom, that ought to be celebrated and recognized. Amen. Having said that, I acknowledge also the birthday of Minister Dana King. He's still partying and celebrating. And I want to give him this card. This is from us. Ebenezer, you taught me, don't give no card without nothing in it. Now, Minister King got, he got one of them high tapes. So we struggled and stretched so that you could at least get the Denny's, Taco Bell, yeah, whatever. It go towards your Taco Tuesday ministry. Praise the Lord. But again, happy birthday to everyone born in the month of May. We thank you all. Let's continue with worship. Thank you. Because we want to make certain that God hears us. And so we're praying for Lindsay Mayfield. Continue to pray for Marguerite Jones, Doris Robinson, Deacon Chester Coleman. We're praying for Elise Grant.
praying for Alfred Moore, praying for our brother beloved Kenny Sexton and Al and Mary Burton, Mary Sumter, Shirley Anderson, Sarah Phillips, Mary Alexander, praying for Reverend James Thompson, praying for Brenetta Pearson, Michael Jones Jr., Deacon James Smith, we're praying for him. Ernestine Rowe, lifting her up. Lily Turner, Myrtle Dunn, Tamara Randolph, Terrell Blevins, Sadie Turner, Leonard Tolbert, Marlena Jackson, Willie Windham, Brenda and Charles McLaughlin, John Lewis, Monica Farnell, Willie Mae Davis, Beverly Bogus, Maosha Spraggins, Rhonda Brown, Jack Spink, Virgilene Daniels, Lee Stevenson, Laura Conwell, Maisie George, praying for Patricia Butts, who's still a little under the weather, Minnie Head, Maxine Olsen, Marita Payton, Joseph Harris, James Simmons, Jr., lifting up Kevin Brunfield, lifting up the family of the off-duty police officer who was cut down, 24-year-old young lady. Let us go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come to you with a lengthy list, but we know, oh God, that you are able to handle the petitions of your people. And so, God, we come before you as a believing people, believing that you will hear our every cry, and that you will answer by and by. God, you know all about us. You know all about these people whose names we have listed. You know about, oh God, those who we are standing in proxy. You know all about them, oh God. And you know what they stand in need of, God. So, God, we ask you that you would have your way. That you would have your way in their lives, in their circumstances, in their situation, oh God. As only you can have. God, we ask our continued blessings upon this faith community, oh God. Blessing us, oh God, as we continue to build our membership, rebuild our infrastructure, renovate our temple, God. Reposition ourselves for ministry in this community, God. We thank you, God, that you have brought us thus far. And we thank you, God, for the doors you have opened and the way you have made. God, help us not to get weary in well-doing. But help us, oh God, this, your faith community, to keep our hands on the plow. Keep us moving forward. Keep us striving for more as we seek the kingdom build in this place. For we are mindful, God, that you are not through with us yet. We are yet still on assignment. So God, help us. Build us up where we weak. Strengthen us when we're are not strong. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We lift now this prayer upon the wings of the afternoon and place it before thy feet. To the all-wise God, we pray and for his sake we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you.
To get summer weather, but we know when we get summer weather, it gets a little tight. I don't complain about it because it transports us back to another time when we were down in the South worshiping in Mississippi or Arkansas or Georgia, and we didn't have no air then, and somehow or another we pressed through. And so we're going to press through, but we're going to be sensible and sensitive and go right into God's word. But Minister King, I know, has been praying for our next major project, which is that AC.
Yes, Lord.
We have spoken into existence.
Yes, Lord.
And I declare that it is going to happen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Somebody said we did it before. We can do it again. Amen. Yeah, you know, I ain't even no fan, but he said something there. Amen. Amen. Good to see my nephews, and particularly my nephew who joined the faith community, Akil, getting ready to graduate. Let me help you out because I'm going to hold you accountable. You brand new, just came, and we celebrate that new members class is at 9:30.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, you know that just wasn't for you, but you got your uncle. But 9:30. And if your ride ain't got here, I know you got a car.
Amen.
And I know you a dutiful young man. Amen. We're good to see you. Good to see you. He had a chance to get his hair done so he can get the new members class. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with a little laughter, y'all.
Right,
ain't nothing wrong with a little laughter. It helps keep us from crying.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'm going to get right into this word, and I'm not going to keep you long because I've just been so excited about what God has been doing with respect to evangelism in Ebenezer. We've seen some uptick in people coming to the faith. Never on our schedule, but in God's time. In God's fullness of time, right? And so, one of the things that we had last Wednesday, we had Dr. Monty Norwood, who was leading our Bible study, and he did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Amen. And we're going to invite him to preach one Sunday in the very near future. And so I want to focus this sermon yet again from a biblical perspective on evangelism. And your role, our role,
yes,
as a faith community. Matthew 4:19 said, follow me. And for those of you who don't know who they're talking about, they ain't talking about follow the pastor.
Right now.
It says, follow me. That's Jesus speaking. This is a little clue. When it's in red, in God's word, that means it's Jesus speaking. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. You.
You, fishers, follow me. Follow me. I want to speak just for a few minutes from the subject, fishers of men.
All right.
I never was a fisherman, but I got introduced to it through my grandfather, Horace Evans, who was a deacon of this church, was here a very long time, and whose spirit I still yet miss. He loved to go fishing. And every Friday, when we get a chance to get to my grandmother's house, she'd be frying some fresh-caught fish from the fishing line of my grandfather. He used to go out to some lake somewhere in the Midwest. I don't even know where he went. And we would see him with his tackle box and his cooler. He'd bring out some big, gigantic fish. And I learned how much he loved fishing. Fishing was a great pastime for him. And for many of you, fishing is a great pastime. I don't know if many people still do that. I know our children don't know anything about fishing. They think fish come from jewels. Fishing is a great pastime. You can while away the hours drifting and dreaming, just waiting for one bite. You might even slip into a nap between tugs on your line. But that wasn't what Peter, Andrew, James, and John were doing. They were doing some serious fishing because it was their livelihood. Today's catch had to go to the market while it was still fresh. There was no time for drifting and dreaming and time, the passage of time. They had nets to mend and families to feed. It's tough. It's tough. The one time, a few times that I did go fishing, it's tough being a good fisherman.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why expert fishermen lay down three very important essential rules for successful fishing. I'm going to give you the three and I'll be through. One of the first things you must do is you got to get there early.
That's right.
You got to get there early. Fishermen know that if you want to catch a string of fool, you have to get up early in the morning when the fish are looking for food. So they fill their tackle box the night before, checking their fishing pole lines and make sure that they don't have to waste a minute when the sun comes up. Any fishermen in here today? Oh, I got three. The rest of us think it comes from jewels, right? Okay. Peter, Andrew, James, and John were already fishing when Jesus showed up on the banks of the Sea of Galilee. No doubt they had been there since the early morning hours, and they were tired. Yet when Christ issued an unfamiliar command, they were quick to move from a lower to a higher kind of fish. The response of this quartet of fishermen to the call of Christ was immediate. They dropped their nets, left behind their boats, and chose to follow Christ without delay. They followed Christ early in his earthly ministry. Not one of them lingered behind or said, I'll catch up with you tomorrow. So let me tell you something. If you are serious about soul winning for Christ, you must do the same thing. You need to fill your tackle box early so you can be ready at a moment's notice for a catch when the sun, S-O-N, comes up in conversation. Your box has to be filled with a variety of scriptures that will lure the curious, educate the ignorant, and snatch the enemy away from a sinner. And if by the end of your earthly walk with Jesus Christ, you want a stringer full of converts, start out early in your faith walk. Don't wait till you are too older to start fishing. Here are a few things that you need to have in your tackle box. We talked about it 3 or 4 weeks ago in Bible study. How to win the lost, what to say to the lost, what to say to the disconnected, what to say to those who are outside of the fellowship. We called it the Roman road because they are found in the book of Romans. And you know, people give you all kind of responses when you start talking spiritual talk. So when someone says, I can't go to church, I've sinned so much that I'd be afraid the roof would cave in. Just tell them, there is no one righteous, not even one. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Anybody know that? Or when someone tells you they are comfortable without Christ, they're good people and they don't see the need to change now, tell them the wages of sin is death. And then when they cut you off and they get offended because they begin to call you a Bible thumper, in mid-sentence say to them, and they'll say to you, all men die, jump in there and finish your sentence by saying, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. They might even say, why should God care about me if I'm a sinner? That's when you begin to tell the story of the cross, saying, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And if your fish is still pulling on your hook, trying to get loose, just tell them how he or she can connect with Christ. Just tell them, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Tell them everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Then when you run into that unbelieving skeptic who tries to challenge how a sinner can be saved so easily, just tell them, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And then end your fishing expedition like this. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We ain't condemning you. We don't have a right. The second thing that you need to do to be a successful fisherman, and you fishermen, you three to raise your hand, you let me know if I got this correct. The second thing you got to do is you got to keep out of sight. Fishermen will tell you that if you want to catch fish, you have to make sure the fish can't see you. If you cast your shadow on the water, the fish won't bite. What do you mean, Brother Pastor? The same holds true for fishers of men and women. Soul winners must learn that they cannot make much of Christ if they are busy trying to make much of themselves at the same time. What do you mean, Brother Pastor? You can't be the center of attention. You want to be a good soul winner, you have to stay out of the way. Because it can't be about you. It has to be about Christ. And so how do we get in the way? We get in the way of a sinner's conversion when we don't live what we profess. Oh, I can't get no help here. You'll be amazed how many unbelievers would come to Christ if they had a better example to follow. They come to Christ. They didn't see you acting a whole fool. They come to Christ if they didn't hear us gossiping all the time. They come to Christ if they didn't hear your vulgar language and you claim you speaking in tongues. They come to Christ if they didn't witness our rudeness, our pride, our jealousy, or our self-righteousness. When you go fishing for converts, make sure you first genuinely are converted yourself. Keep sin out of the picture. Bait your hook with Christ alone, and he will do the rest. What does this word say? If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men and women unto me. Then don't worry about the size of the fish either. You know how fishermen do. They throw the small ones back because they decided that they are not worth keeping. But when you are fishing for men and women, everyone is a keeper. There is no person too small to be saved. We can't have a standard of who can be saved where they don't look like Baptists. They don't look like this. We can't have a standard. Every soul is worthy of salvation. Because the truth of the matter is, you saved. And the truth of the matter is, all of us got some raggediness in our past. And get this, some of us might got it in the present. Lastly, you got to use the right bait. All fishermen will tell you that you have to use the right bait and the hook. With practice, the fisherman learns what bait and hook to use to attract different kinds of fish. Fishers of men must do the same thing. They have to learn how to bait the hook. In the early years of Christianity, fishers of men recognized that the cross was the hook and Christ was the bait. There's a story that's told about an avid fisherman who had a large gold hook stuck in his fishing cap. You know how fishermen got all kind of lures and hooks. He had a huge gold hook. He never used it, though, when fishing. Friends would speculate behind his back about the story behind that hook. Was it to remember the biggest fish he caught? Was it to just brag that he was a good fisherman? Then one day, a fishing buddy asked him why he always had that gold hook in his hat if he didn't intend to use it. The man replied, "I used it all the time. because I used it on you. The day we prayed together and you asked Christ into your heart. It's the most used hook I own. A fisher of men has to make sure his tackle box is full of scriptures. Full of scriptures. That you can tell your potential fish, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Tell your fish, it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Tell your fish, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Christ will let you know just what scripture to use when confronting a stubborn unbeliever. The good news is you ain't got to go find no fancy bait. The bait is and always will be the same. It will and always will be Christ. But the hook has to fit comfortably in the sinner's mouth. So if your fish is hungry, tell him that Christ is the bread of life. That fish is thirsty, tell him that Christ is the living water. If your fish is living in turmoil, tell him that Christ is the peace that passes all understanding. If your fish has lost a dear friend, tell him that Christ is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Is there a witness in this house? If your fish is carrying a heavy burden, tell him that Christ is a burden bearer. If your fish is living in darkness, tell him that Christ is the light of the world. If your fish is struggling with financial woes, tell him Christ is a well in the midst of dry wilderness. If your fish is suffering from depression, tell him that Christ is a song in the midst of sorrow. I know it doesn't sound catchy, but preach to that fish.
Yeah.
Tell him or her that Christ is heaven's salvation for earth's damnation. Yes. That Christ is heaven's blessing for earth's curse. Christ is heaven's a garment for earth's nakedness. I wonder today, do we got any fishermen in here?
Yes.
Are you ready to go fishing? I don't care how old you are or how young you are. The only hook you need is the cross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the only bait you need is Christ. Ebenezer, in this season of evangelism, where all of us are called to get our lines in the water, let's go fishing. The word of God for the people of God. And all of God's people said, amen. We're going to open the door to the church. This is fishing time. Perhaps there's someone here that wants to respond to the doors of the church opening, which is an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Is there one today? Now is your time. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Make your way to God's altar at this time. Is there one? We offer Christ. Come on, choir. Y'all know that. Come on. We offer. Thank you.
at this time, let us prepare our hearts and our minds to partake of the Lord's table. I want to acknowledge our guests who are here. We didn't do the passings of peace this morning. I had a little lengthy remarks. But if you would just raise your hand so they can see you, our congregation can see you. So when they get ready to depart, Ebenezer, let's make them feel welcome. They have been here before. They have been here before, and we want them to always feel like that they are welcome. Now behold the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the earth. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the earth. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for these moments, this moment to partake of your table. God, we ask right now that these elements might become for us your body that was broken, your blood that was shed for the remission of sin. God, if there's anything in us that would make us unworthy to receive these elements, God, we ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. If there's any hatred we harbor, if there's any aught we have against our brother or sister, oh God, we ask, oh God, that these thy people might be mindful, oh God, that it would be better that the cup pass away from them than for them to drink damnation to their soul. Cleanse us now, God, from any unrighteousness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. If you do not have any of the elements, if you could just raise your hand. Behold the Lamb the precious Lamb of God. On the night which he was betrayed, he took the bread, he broke it, he said, "This is my body that is broken for you. As often as you eat this, you do so in remembrance of me. Eat ye all of it to your comfort." In like manner, he took the cup of blessings. He said, "This cup represents my blood that was shed for you. As often as you drink this, you do so in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it to your comfort. Our ushers will now come around and collect the remains of your elements. We pray God's blessings upon you, particularly next Sunday as it is Mother's Day. Amen. Mother's Day. And I trust, hope, and pray that you'll be bringing, if your mother is still with us, that you would bring your mother to worship at Ebenezer next Sunday. If your mother is no longer with us, her spirit is. I would invite you to invite others to join you in worship as we celebrate Mother's on next Sunday. I will not be here, but our competent, capable, and courageous associate pastor will be. And I'm certain he will be preaching to his mother next Sunday. You all pray for our traveling mercies as I will not be here traveling to Virginia to celebrate the succession of having to write a check to Hampton University and old chief graduate student. Praise the Lord. Let's look to God for the benediction. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, to him who is able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy. So the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore is our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ebenezer, let's greet our guests as we depart to serve the Lord.
Try to get it and learn. The Lord is my shepherd.